Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hailing from South Whidbey Island, Washington, our next guest is a former professional gamer and proprietary software trainer. In 2014, he began looking into the flat earth theory, and now spends his days telling the world about what he feels has been hidden from the public for decades. He was the keynote speaker at the Flat Earth Conference this past November in Denver. And he's here today to talk about the Flat Earth Cruise, set to take place later this year. Please welcome, Mark Sargent.
Hey man, how you been?
I've been pretty well, how about you?
Good, good. Now, hey, how'd the Flat Earth Conference go in Colorado?
The Flat Earth Conference in Denver, Colorado went really, really well. A lot of great speakers, and the attendees were really enthusiastic.
Good, good for you. Now, this is awesome. You crazy bastards are now getting on board a cruise, and you're doing a Flat Earth cruise, which to me, because if we believe the Earth is flat, you seem to be flirting with disaster, my friend.
Okay, well, first off, and I don't want to let you down or kill your expectations, but it's not happening this year. The Flat Earth Conference this year is going to be in Dallas, Texas. It was supposed to be a cruise that was heading out of Miami this year, but it's been pushed to Miami for next year. And just for the record, it is not in any way, shape, or form going to be a test of if the Earth is a sphere or not. Kind of like the Mad Mike thing where he was up in the rocket. That was never going to prove that the world was flatter or a sphere. So, but yeah, everyone's going to be on the boat and, you know, the speakers. It's going to be, logistically, it's going to be a little tricky because, you know, with conferences, people drive in from all over the place. But with a cruise, you gotta be on time. You gotta show up in Miami. And if you miss the boat, well.
That's it. What about tequila? You got, now listen, what is she going to talk about? We're not talking about tequila. Is Tila Tequila going to, you had her booked for the cruise?
No, it's weird. You know, she showed up on the scene early. You know, she was one of the early people along with rapper B.O.B., but we have never heard from her since. Everybody else we've heard from, you know, Kyrie Irving and the other basketball players and other athletes, but Tequila just kind of dropped off the map.
And you guys, by the way, if you're just joining the show, Mark and I spoke of this before. Let's run through it again. Like, you know, my discussions and arguments with you is like, okay, so why are all the other planets round, and we believe they're round, but we wouldn't be round. And that's when you explained to me that you believe we're in a terrarium, basically, like that we're inside of a cage. You explain these guys again.
Yeah, yeah. The short version of Flat Earth is that you are living in, excuse me, it's a little early, you're living in a building with walls and a floor and a ceiling, like a terrarium, a planetarium, a Truman Show, as it were, from the 1998 movie with Jim Carrey. And that everything you see in the sky is just a light show.
The sun is not real.
Stars. No, it's not real. You can't land on it. I mean, it's very pretty and very real.
Well, you can't land on it. It's the sun, man.
The what?
It's the sun. Nobody said you could land on it.
Well, yeah, you can't land on the sun, obviously. But you can't land on anything. They look spherical, of course, but they're supposed to look spherical. You know, you're in a giant, if you've ever been to Disneyland, you know, a space mountain.
Why is it? Answer this. If I call my friend who lives around the world and I say to you, what time is it? He's in a different time zone and it's dark when it's light here if it's all flat.
Okay, two reasons. One, the common misconception is because, well, it can't be because the sun is so huge then it's got to be lighting up everything simultaneously. I was like, okay, two things. One, the sun is not very huge at all. It's very, very, very small. It's like a mobile going over the outside of a child's crib. So it's just spinning around. It's like a needle on a record player. And two, even though the sun is an incandescent light source, for lack of a better term, it is also probably a directional light source. And we've done physical models where you can take a really, really tiny sun and move it around, and it does, you know, the daylight in some parts and nighttime in other parts just fine.
And you couldn't see it from one side to another? Like, if we were all flat, why couldn't I just see it?
Could not do it. And it wasn't just the computer simulations that we did. It was the actual, the real simulations. If you make the sun only about 50 miles wide in comparison, which is what we're saying, it's less than 50 miles wide, then it looks just like it should look, but when it travels off into the distance, it just goes off into the distance. It doesn't set, it just goes away.
Do you think that if you put yourselves on a cruise, there will be a certain amount of panic in the flat earthers?
No.
Well,
you know, not to say that the hype isn't warranted, and it was an interesting story. It was The Guardian that created this story just a few days ago, and which is interesting because The Guardian actually did a documentary on us just recently. They flew over from London and covered the Denver conference. And so you've got some members of The Guardian that they're going to do not necessarily a pro flat earth thing, but definitely a neutral flat earth piece. And you've got other people in the same news organization that just hate us. Oh, Lord, they hate us. And this particular guy just railed. It's like, oh, it's really funny. They're going to go out in this boat on the water because, like you mentioned in the clip beforehand, is that the most common thing, if I say, can you prove the world is a globe without using NASA, eventually everybody comes to the same thing, which is, well, we've seen boats go over the horizon. And I said, yeah, 15 years ago, you could actually say that. Not anymore. A boat goes over the horizon, and you can take a camera with digital zoom and crank it up, and all of a sudden that boat's back in frame. It's pulled back in frame. That can't be, because eventually that boat should be on the other side of the hill.
Eventually that boat will be. Oh, man. It has to be.
It's an interesting story. I mean, it's not, again, nobody going on that cruise is going to be worried. You know, it's like, oh, they're going to fall off the edge. Like, no. The boat is just going to be traveling around.
So, but that same theory of it not disappearing, the boat not disappearing, then we must be able to take a telescope or an incredible zoom on a camera and see the walls that are holding us in.
No. Because remember, the atmosphere that you're breathing right now, and again, well, the average person doesn't know this, it's only about 99% transparent. You're breathing in sort of a thin version of water. So if water is H2O, you're breathing in N4O, which is 80% nitrogen. Most people are like, you're only breathing in a small amount of oxygen. So anyway, what that means is it just gets more and more thick. In fact, when you get outwards of about 100 miles, 150 miles, it starts getting really thick. It's, you know, it's like looking underwater. And so when people say, well, why can't you see Japan from San Francisco with a telescope? Why don't we just take our telescope sideways? I go, because it's not fully transparent. And now if you pulled the atmosphere off entirely, which of course would kill us dead, then yeah, you probably could see Japan from there. Because a lot of people say, why can't you see Mount Everest from everywhere?
Sure.
Because the atmosphere is very...
Dude, this is what I love about him. I love it.
You're breathing in a suit.
I love you because you actually have, no matter what I ask you, it doesn't matter if I agree with what you're going to tell me, you already have it thought through. And that makes me love you.
I had to, though, when I was doing this. I was not going to come out and be, you know, the tip of the spear when it came to flat earth until I could answer all the questions. I did troubleshooting for a living for years. And so I sat down for 9 months.
How is it?
And said, okay, what about this? What about this? What about this? And finally, I woke up in the beginning of 2015 and said, you know what? I think I got it.
Have you ever had any mental health issues?
Oh, you mean...
I'm asking very honestly.
No. It's okay. You believe me, about 1 in 20 people that I interview with ask me that at some point. No. Believe it or not. Department head at three different tech companies, president of my HOA.
Stop that, right? Of everything else, I don't agree with that. I find that president of the Homeowners Association is someone who's just...
Well, I mean, yeah, HOA people aren't exactly nice. HOA people are known for being mean, but they're not known for being completely mental. But to that extent, though, I never got married and I never had kids, but it wasn't because... I was a nut job. It was mostly because the opportunity never presented itself, which was weird.
You wise. So tell me this. Now, it appears that Russia and America are at odds. China, everybody is somewhat at odds. And yet they all say they have a space program and they all tell the same story. But yet I wouldn't say that we're all together on, you know, in the world. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Like, what would be the benefit of that? Why would they try to undermine us in other ways, but all come together on that?
That is a great point, and we bring that up a lot. And yeah, you know, the United States and the Soviets, when there was a Soviet thing back in the day, even though we had this Cold War going on, we also had this space race where we were kind of hand in hand, to where now, again, most people don't know, we land, if you believe in the mainstream space program, we land our stuff in Russian airspace. We landed on the Russian soil. And, you know, that story that came out yesterday when NASA was backing the Chinese claim that they've got a rover on the far side of the moon. And people are saying, well, shouldn't they do the opposite? I go, no, they have to back them. Because if the United States goes after China, because a lot of people on social media are saying that the Chinese thing is fake because they're not producing any video. They're producing these grainy still shots. It's like, it's 2019. Where's the freaking HD? There's nothing coming out of there.
Well, and if it's on the dark side of the moon currently, though,
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, China says they're on the far. You say dark side, but technically it's the far side.
Well, the far side, they can't get a signal back here.
Well, yeah, but that's not what they're saying. And it's like, come on, you should be able to transmit something from the far side. And
nope. And
NASA has to back them. NASA says, oh yeah, they're totally legit.
But
if they say they're not legit, well, then the questions come back at NASA.
But Putin just floated Russia that they floated the fake moon landing idea and the conspiracy that they weren't sure that it wasn't true, not that many months ago.
Exactly.
So they wouldn't agree with us.
Russia and I are rivals. You know, people. I got into an argument with a girl from ADC that said, you know, because I said, look, we're not enemies. I go, we're rivals. That's about as good as we're going to get. You know, we're red team, blue team type thing. And so they poke fun at us every once in a while, but, you know, it's not going to get much traction over here. We're still, United States, they're still our number one rival, and they are going to say some stuff, but they haven't released anything along those lines.
All right, listen, this is the way the world is now. If you're a flat earther, this is the man you want to know. You want to make sure that you get down to, it's going to be, now you decided it's going to be this year in Texas, the Flat Earth Convention?
Dallas, Texas. There's another conference in Toronto, Canada. There's regional meetups all over the place. In fact, there's a mini conference happening in Los Angeles in 5 weeks, and I'm going to be presenting down at that as well. And it's called the QE 2019 conference, Question Everything Conference.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all over the place. All you have to do is Maven Flat Earth Conference. Look it up. There's all sorts of stuff this year.
Go, man, go. Mark, always interesting to speak with you. Enjoy your day. And let us know when the cruise comes back on later and into next year, all right?
Okay, I will.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.